Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour with your host, Sam Leibowitz.
Good morning, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We have quite a wonderful show, insightful show in store for you today. This rather cool Friday morning here in New York City, September 19th, that definitely is beginning to feel like fall out there. I know it's summer seemed so short this year. We have a wonderful show. I'd like to dive right into it. But of course, let us start with our reoccurring segment at the beginning, our practical spirituality tips of the week. Do we have Selena on the line?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Wonderful, Selena. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And I woke up this morning loving the feeling of fall that you were talking about here in New York City.
Yes, it is. It is in the beginning of fall. It's a wonderful feeling. Towards the end of fall, I'm wishing it was spring already. But, you know, that's me.
Understandable.
Yeah. So what wonderful tips do we have this week?
Well, thank you. Last week, we talked about how important it is to shift our energy, to work with our energy and to set the intention for the day and to look at each event and energetically move it in a direction that we feel will serve our higher good and the higher good of all. Mm-hmm. And today what I'd love to share with everybody once again is a practice that enables us to utilize our energy field at the end of the day, because in practical spirituality, we don't just talk about our values. We move them into our daily life. That's the core of practical spirituality. So it's a wonderful practice at the end of the day to take some time, maybe when you're already in bed or you're preparing to go to sleep, to just literally take a few breaths, to center yourself, to go to quiet, and once you feel that your systems have settled in, to review your day. And you're reviewing this from an energetic standpoint. So we're not using our thinking mind as much as we're sensing. We're using our brain to review the day. That's the tool we use. Right. But as you view each exchange, each situation, you're looking at you and you're looking at your behavior and you're looking at your responses. And you're at any point where you see that you are out of alignment with one of the energies of love, kindness, patience, compassion, tolerance, wisdom, grace, you can then and there say, cancel that and bless with Tahora He. And then visualize the way you would have preferred to respond to that situation? What face of love could you have brought to maybe the impatient moment during the day you had, or somewhat snippy response or judgment that you held? So you're reviewing you. You're not reviewing other people. You're reviewing situations from a point of self-responsibility. You're canceling any exchange or way of being that didn't serve. You're tohorahi, which is a blessing. And then you're visually, in your mind's eye, using your imagination, seeing your own response differently to a different face of love that you could have employed. And then you're blessing yourself and going off to a lovely sleep, because we can change the energy of anything that happened prior. And we can get back to what we call neutral center. Mm-hmm. And neutral center is a place that we always want to be functioning from.
Right.
So that's
right.
What I wanted to share with everyone
today. Wonderful. Wonderful. A wonderful practice. I'm a big believer in that. We should always start our day with some practice and end our day with some practice. And I kind of get the idea. It's like when you're going through the day, it's more like looking for those points in the day when that feeling pops up, like, you know, there's a little tightness there, a little something. Like, what was that? How did we show up in that situation? And then just shifting the energy around it and blessing it. A beautiful, beautiful practice. Thank you for sharing, Selena.
Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and share with everybody, Sam. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And of course, if you want to check out more about practical spirituality, you can go to Selena's website, which is selenamatreya.com. And we are very, very happy that Selena will be doing one of her Evenings of Grace here at the Double Diamond Wellness Center on October 1st. That's a Wednesday evening. So you can find out all about that on our website, doublediamondwellness.com, or even on talkingalternative.com. We posted it in the events section. So we're looking forward to that, Selena.
I'm looking forward to it as well. It'll be a great evening, Sam. Thank
you. Yes, it will. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, my darlings. Have a great week. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Wonderful. Ah, love Selena's little tips. Really helped to get us centered and grounded and really learn how to have a better energetic control, let's say, of our days. Now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the studio Kevin Michael Barbaro, who has spent the last 20 years first as a college coach, won 5 Conference Coach of the Year awards at the NCAA Division I level, and was the only coach in the nation to have his own weekly live radio show. So you know, of course, that makes him near and dear to our hearts here at Talking Alternative. After he ended his coaching career, he then pursued his lifelong dream of becoming an actor and a writer. He's now a full-time working actor and writer, and has also branched out into production as a co-producer of 3 feature-length movies. Don't Wait Till Dawn, which is currently filming.
Don't Wait Till Dawn is actually in the post-production process.
Post-production, yep. Wonderful. Bar Chronicles.
That's also post-production.
And College Fright Night?
That's in pre-production.
In pre-production. Okay. Kevin has also starred in the off-Broadway play Parking Space and has been cast as the lead character for the production of Doubt. Since starting his acting career 18 months ago? Really? That short?
Yeah, actually.
Wow. Less than 2 years ago, Kevin has starred in 2 feature films that are both set for release in early 2015 and has done over a dozen commercials. He's also co-starred in several TV series episodes that have run on Discovery Channel, Food Network, A&E, and The Travel Network. And in addition, not done yet, he's also starred in 2 off-Broadway productions as well. And we're very happy to have him on the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you. How are you?
Great. Wow, you really keep busy, don't you?
That's how I roll, man.
So I'm just curious, back, you know, in the day when you started as a college coach, I mean, were you always very athletic, like in high school and college?
Yeah, actually, I kind of had like a weird upbringing where we moved quite a bit, and
Your parents in the military?
No, yeah, no, you would think as much as we
well,
moved.
But, most people I know when they say they move a lot, it's like parents in the military. Yeah, my dad was an officer or something.
No, it was just life. I think hit the family a couple of times, and we moved around a bit. So really, it was through athletics that I was able to, you know, meet friends and things like that. So it kind of like it definitely helped me socially, you know, to adapt to new schools and stuff like that. So I had always done athletics, and then I was a college athlete, and actually I became a coach because of my college coach.
Right. I was going to ask you, I said, you must have had a particular coach who had a real impact on
your life. Right. My college coach at the University of Vermont was Ed Kuziak. We called him Kuz. And Kuz was a great guy. He was like a father figure to me. I mean, he's still alive. And so I literally decided when I was in college, like that was what I wanted to do. And then started coaching right out of college.
Oh, really? So like right as you
right out. Yeah. Just kind of right place at the right time type of deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so when you went to college as a coach, I mean, were you like a teacher during the day and a coach, or were you just a full-time coach right away?
No, you know, I did my coaching career, built up the old school way. I started out as a volunteer, and I was waiting tables, and it's similar to an acting career, you know, a coaching career. You're doing it.
It's
you're
good preparation for you.
Huh? Yeah, it was. Yeah, and learning how many different ways I can make ramen noodles. You know, and so you know, built it up. You know, started like I said as a volunteer, and then you know, built up, you know, became more of a paid assistant and then full time. And then I started at Coastal Carolina University down in Myrtle Beach. Was there for 5 years.
Nice place.
And then moved on to here in the city at Columbia for a year, which was kind of a step up. And then I became the head coach at the University of Toledo, and I had that job for, you know, 15 years or so.
Wow.
So it really kind of built. Yeah, exactly.
Right, right. Not like an overnight thing. Like
No. Yeah. Nothing happens overnight.
Yeah,
the lottery, I guess.
That's about it. And you know what happens to, like, most lottery winners, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything goes belly up.
Right. They did so many studies. It's like 70 to 80% of all lottery winners within 5 years are broke.
Yeah, they lose it all, man.
They lose it.
Because they take the cash payout, and then they just blow it. You know?
Yeah. I know. It's amazing.
Stunning.
Yes, it is. And I really relate. I mean, I wasn't really much athletic. I mean, I was involved. I was on the high school frisbee team. We actually played ultimate. We were pretty good. But the coach for me that had an impact on my life was my speech and debate team coach in college, this guy, Fran Giordano, who's a wonderful, wonderful human being. He teaches in at the time, I know he taught at Xavier High School. I don't know if he's still there or not, but that was a number of years ago. But he really had a very positive impact on my life. And I just find that, you know, I just find it so interesting today that you meet more and more sort of life coaches and business coaches and stuff. And you don't really hear people talking that much anymore about, you know, sort of the athletic coaches and the like team coaches that you had when you were in high school and college, who really have such a huge impact, because when somebody touches you at that point in your life, it's really something you take with you through the rest of your life, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, really, you know, I think most people try to learn every day, become a better person, and you know, so you're taking this information from other people, you know, and so really my coach in college, and then the first guy that I coached under at Coastal Carolina, Alan Connie, who's one of my dearest friends in the world, really taught me a lot about, you know, being a better person, being, you know, being more selfless and helping others and things like this. So, like, you know, you're not going to have anybody in an academic setting in high school or college that's going to have more of an impact on an individual than a coach, because of the amount of time that they spend together. You know, no other teacher would be with them for as many hours a day. And so,
And it's just a different kind of relationship too. I mean, teachers, you know, they're having to deal with so many kids, and they're concerned about grades and, you know, making sure that the assistant principals are off their back.
Right.
So it's really a very different kind
curriculum,
of relationship.
Yeah.
Curriculum and everything.
Coaching is so much different because it's more dynamic. Everything's changing and it's creative. You know, you create your own training programs, you create your own atmosphere within the program, you know, particularly at the college level, because you're recruiting kids to come in. And so you're picking and choosing, who you want to associate with for 4 years.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So just before we go to break quickly, I'm curious, what was the biggest challenge for you, kind of going from being an athlete to a coach, you know, kind of switching those roles, because seeing things from a very different perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, the thing that I struggled with the most was learning to separate yourself from being their friend as opposed to being an authority figure.
Figure, right.
And
right.
That was something that, honestly, that was something that I struggled with my whole career. And I honestly, full disclosure, that's ultimately what led to my demise, you know, as a coach, was because I always, the way I started out, and that line was always blurred. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20, baby.
Right. Yeah, no, and it's a really good lesson in life.
Yeah.
And it's because not just in that kind of relationship, but in many types of relationships.
Any business.
There's boundaries that need to be set. And sometimes, you know, when the lines of those boundaries get blurry, that's when things get really sticky and a little bit of trouble. So, I mean, that's a really good lesson for people to take with them.
Right.
Is, you know, when you're in a certain authority, and it could be even, you know, boss to employee, it could be vendor to customer, or it could be customer to or service provider to client. I mean, all of these different relationships, there are quote unquote appropriate boundaries.
Exactly.
And more than not, it's when those boundaries are crossed that trouble happens.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to stick to the boundary. You got to set them and stick them. And as the authority figure, it's your responsibility.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Beautiful. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about his Kevin's transition from athletic coach to actor. And that must have been an interesting transition. And of course, if anyone would like to call in and ask questions, our call in number is 877-480-4120. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Bonjour, this is Dominique de Kock.
Bonjour, c'est Tamara Zuboff.
Bonjour, c'est Asania Kone.
We are hosting Pardon My French, New York City.
Our guests come from all over the world.
From Mali to New Caledonia, from Paris to Quebec.
French is a common language, yet they all come from different cultures, backgrounds, or countries.
And their common desire is to make New York their home.
Listen to them share their stories.
Join us at Pardon My French, New York City every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Wainwright. We love him here on Talking Alternative. Nephew of our former host, Sloan Wainwright. We're very sad to see her go, but she is down in Florida now hanging out with her new grandson, so we understand that completely.
Living the life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Kevin, as you mentioned, as you said, disclosed last time that this sort of crossing these boundaries of coach to friend, you know, kind of led to you leaving your coaching career. That must have been really difficult for you, I imagine.
Oh,
after 15, was, I mean, 20 years.
Yeah. It was all that I did. It was basically my only career that I had ever had. You know, I did it right out of college, essentially. It was incredibly difficult because, you know, anybody wants to leave a profession or a job or something that they love on their own terms. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we don't really have that ability to leave on our own terms. Right. And so, it's adversity.
Right.
You know, I mean, this happens to everybody all the time. Right. And so the thing that made it the hardest for me was the fact that I had immersed myself in that career. Mm-hmm. And this was a great life lesson for me to learn, too, was that, you know, I have to have balance in my life. Mm. I can't completely just immerse myself into my career because that also is what led to the boundaries being blurred because they're the only people I'm around. Yeah.
Right. So there's no separation from personal life to professional life.
You know,
it's you know, when do you have time for yourself?
And right.
If you're always,
you need to have balance. You have to be able to put your work aside, have your own family, your own life on the outside. And that was something that I had to learn, you know, the hard way.
Right,
and so when it did happen, I was devastated.
Well, what got you through that? How did you like get through, pick yourself back up, and start to live?
Well,
again?
You know, I think the thing that helped me the most, honestly, is the fact that I've been through adversity, you know, at various times in my life, and have had to pick myself up. I'm a really independent person, you know. I don't really, I haven't really ever relied on someone else, and so when everything happened, I really had to draw on my past experiences to get me through it. And the one thing that I have a pretty good understanding of, I think, is that there are certain things that you just can't control. And and as much as you want to control them, you can't.
Right.
And I understand that. And so when I was going through it, it was like, okay, well, I can sit around and feel sorry for myself and cry myself to sleep every night. Or I can stand up, you know, and I can stick my chest out and I can move forward and find something that I can be successful in, you know.
Because that's something that you can control is how
that's
you decide
right. how
to
I
react
decide.
To how you decide to respond to a given situation.
Exactly.
Right. We don't really have any ability to control what situations come to us in a sense, but we have 100% control over how we decide to respond to them.
Exactly. I mean, the analogy that I use is there's absolutely zero that you can do to affect the weather.
Right.
But there's everything you can do, how you prepare for the weather and how you get through it.
Right.
And so that's really what happened. And so, you know, I was upset. I was, but what I needed to do, I took a break.
Did you have any kind of support system?
Of course. You know, my family, number one, you know, and my core group of best friends, you know, when it all ended, I actually took a trip across the country.
Oh, really?
Clear my mind. I actually took the train.
Oh.
And dude, I'm telling you, that's a great ride.
Really?
Yeah, I took it from Penn Station all the way to Sacramento.
Wow.
And it took like 4 days, you know what I mean? The train is great. You get up, you walk around, there's a beverage cart, you know? I went across the country, and my very best friend, his name's Rob Warren. He's the PR and marketing director for UC Davis Veterinary Medical Hospital. And so he's got a great place out in Sacramento, between Davis and Sacramento. So I went out there and spent a couple of weeks just taking a break from life, you know, and really deciding, okay, what's the next step?
Right,
okay, I'm done. I'm done feeling sorry for myself. Okay,
yeah.
We all give our you're allowed to feel sorry for yourself
a little
bit. You know?
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And so. So that, matter of fact, you know, it was really a conversation with Rob that I decided that I was going to be an actor. You know, we're just sitting around watching TV, watching some sporting event or whatever. My buddy built an Irish pub in his house. No wow. kidding. It's probably the second best Irish pub in all of California. And so we sat there and we're just hanging, and he's like, dude, what are you going to do, man? Yeah. And I was just like, you know what I'm going to do? This is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to become an actor.
Yeah.
I was like, you're going to think it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, as a kid, I've always wanted to be an actor. And I'm telling you, for some reason, I think I can do it. I'm going to be an actor. And he's like, you know what? That's not so crazy, man. Because, you know, it's my personality. I'm a pretty outgoing dude,
yeah,
you know. And
yeah.
So literally right then that second, I said, mm-hmm. that's it. I'm going to be an actor. And I literally went all in from that moment on that this was what I was going to do. And I was going to refuse to fail at it. And
wow.
And really, you know, I don't necessarily believe in luck. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I do believe in is that you have control over whether or not you can place yourself in a position to be successful.
Mm.
And if you place yourself in a position to be successful, then good things will happen for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people call it luck. I think it's really about controlling your own environment and taking control of your life, you know?
Well, on this show, we talk constantly about sort of the energetic side of things. So
yeah.
From my perspective, it's always you're lining up the energies to send yourself in a certain direction.
That's exactly what I mean. And layman's terms.
and the vibration you put out there.
Yep.
I mean, that's what will affect the steps you take, the people you meet, the actions, your decisions. You know, we really do create our life through a million and one little decisions that we constantly make. But when we take the time to really, as you did, sort of make a very strong decision, a very strong choice, and say it's this and nothing else, then your unconscious mind is going to go, okay, Kevin says we're doing this. And then like all your decisions line up around that choice.
That's exactly the way that I live my life. You know, I feel like anyone that has day-to-day interaction with me will,
mm-hmm.
I know that the one thing that they would say about me and the thing that they do say about me is I'm always positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm a glass half full guy, man. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is going to work out. It always works out,
right.
And so, so you create, the either a positive or negative energy for your life. And, mm-hmm. and people sense that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you walk into a room, if you're a positive person, people automatically see it.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? And you won't even have to have said anything. There's
right.
just something about your demeanor,
right.
your energy. You
right.
know what I mean? So I'm that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so literally when I decided to go all in, man, that was it. I'm going
right.
all in.
Right.
And you know, I did have a background in radio, of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that's always helpful. And actually I think that the background in track and field as a coach.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to being in front of large groups of people, and I don't get
operating
nervous.
Under pressure. And
yeah, I mean, it's athletics, man.
Right. So when you decided to say, okay, this is it, I'm going to become an actor, like, what were some of the first steps that you did? Did you, like, join an acting school? I mean, did you find a teacher?
It was interesting because I had no idea what to do. So I literally, like anybody, if you don't know what to do, well, what are you going to do? Well, you're going to Google it, right? As it turned out, you know, I was living in Toledo at the time.
Mm.
And so I looked up talent agencies. That was what I kind of Googled talent, you know, and...
Mm.
And so when I did, what came up was there was a talent agency in Toledo, Ohio called Starbound. And Starbound actually was responsible for discovering Katie Holmes. Katie Holmes is from Toledo.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I was like, well, you know, obviously, hello, they're successful, right?
Right?
So I contacted the woman, Wendy Davis, who's amazing. And so we talked and I explained my background and everything
mm-hmm.
else. And I said, I don't really have any real reason to think that I could be a great actor, but for some reason I think that I could. And, and she's like, okay, well memorize this McDonald's commercial and come in and act it out. And I'll just be honest with you. And I was like, all right, cool. So,
so
I went in and I acted it out. And she's like, that was shockingly real. Like, she's like, I believe that, you know, we could have just filmed that right now and you could have been a commercial just now. And so she actually had ended up helping me get cast in a national commercial for Hollywood Casinos.
Oh, wow.
And that was really kind of how it started. But it's been a wild journey, man.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, you know, you're learning on the, I've learned so much. It's ridiculous on, you know, and the way that I kind of approach life and this way I approached coaching was you need to be a sponge, right? A sponge for knowledge. I'm always listening.
Yeah.
And really listening, not just hearing people talk, you know, and I watch and I see what kind of maybe mistakes people are making. And I listen to advice that other people give. And, and the biggest thing to help me actually was I started watching YouTube interviews of great actors. Because, you know, they would talk about their career, and every actor's got a story,
right? You know? Absolutely.
And so the number one common denominator of advice that I saw from all of these actors, all the great ones, the ones that I respect over time, is, dude, you got to do theater. That's where you learn.
Okay.
And so the means by which I ended up here in New York... we probably have to wait until after the commercial because it was really interesting and but by joining one of the oldest theater production companies here in the city and having the opportunity to even was probably the best decision that I have made in terms of my acting career.
Wonderful. Okay, so real quick before we go to break, so. Who, out of all those millions of YouTube videos, which actor spoke to you the most?
Kevin Spacey.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm your host, Sam Leibowitz, and we're talking to Kevin Barbaro, former athletic coach and current actor, producer, and all-around amazing person. We'll be back in just a moment.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at TalkingAlternative.com.
Come, join us for the 13th Annual Vigil for International Peace and Ecology on Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A celebration of live music and dance performances, spoken word, a human peace sign, art installations, and a world peace flag ceremony that celebrates the United Nations International Day of Peace. That's Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Park, Nuremberg Bandshell, by the Bethesda Fountain. For more information or volunteer, go to www.vigil4internationalpeace.org. That's the number 4 in the URL, or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. We'll see you there. Don't you know it's here?
That now is the key. Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Along with the commercials, you recognize that actress. She was in that film from yesterday when you spilled that cup of coffee. The broken mug's a monument to your only day's accomplishments. Just because you just woke up, it doesn't mean that it's too early in the morning. Hey, that bottle is calling and it's
Wonderful independent singer-songwriter Mark Aaron James, Happy Hour. Fun little song. So I'm curious, Kevin, in this process of really becoming an actor and stepping into that new phase of your life, what did you really learn about yourself that you didn't know?
Oh, good question. Well, you know, I think that probably it's not necessarily something that I didn't know, but it's a greater appreciation of okay. what I did know was mm-hmm. what I'm really capable of handling. You know, you never really know what anybody's capable of handling until sure. you're in a position where you have to rely on your coping skills and you have to adapt.
Right.
And you know, when I first.
I mean, you must have gotten a lot of rejections in the beginning. I mean, even that
dear
first
God,
one,
of
I
course.
Knew. Yeah, but yeah,
I mean. Yeah, it was. You know, I had some really horrific auditions that really? Were where I walked out like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? And but you know, the thing was when I still owned a home. Getting back to like you know what I'm capable of, right? I still owned a home in Ohio, okay? And I joined a theater company here in the mm-hmm. city, which is exactly 560 miles from my home.
Wow.
I know this because I made the trip back and forth.
Oh, my God.
I was literally not even like, you know, you hear some people like, well, I kind of lived out of my car because I traveled a lot. No, I lived in my car. It was old school, all-in acting career. It's a great story if I ever make it, man. Because, you know, literally, my car, I have a car that has it's kind of like a hybrid, you know.
Okay.
And so, like, the back seats fold down to create, it's not an SUV, but it's not a car, you know what
I
mean?
Gotcha, I got
And
okay.
so, what I did was I had a memory foam. Okay, it was like a single bed memory foam,
right? Oh,
right. Folded it in half so that it was actually, I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable bed I've ever slept on, right? It just so happens that it was in my car.
Right.
So so my seats in the back seat, there's two fold down and one folds down. So it's C3, so it's like, you know, two or one. So I fold the 2-1 down, wedge the memory foam, had a couple of blankets and a pillow, and because I'm only about 5'9", so it was like a perfect single bed. And so I was going back and forth, you know, and just so I could go to rehearsals for an unpaid theater gig, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I'm going back and forth, and there were nights, I mean, we're talking wintertime, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and there were nights where I literally was parked on Riverside Drive, not far from here. I mean, we're on 72nd, right?
Yeah.
So if you go down and you head up, you know, Riverside Drive's free parking. You know what I mean? It would be, not even kidding, zero,
jeez,
maybe -5 in the middle of the night. And I'm in the car under a couple of sleeping bags and a pillow because that's when I had to do, you know?
Wow.
And I would get up and I'd work my way through the city. I belonged to a national chain fitness center. So I would go, I'd put my stuff in a locker for the day and I'd work out, take a shower, head to an audition, head to rehearsal, whatever, and then pack up my bag at the end of the day, take the subway up to wherever I had parked the car, and that's my day.
Wow.
You know, spend a lot of time at Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks because you get the free internet, right? And you just do. I mean, I knew that I was capable of handling a lot.
Do you remember the point at which, you know, not that you didn't have any more struggles, but you felt like you got over the hump, like you got over the stuff where you really felt like you were killing yourself, and now it's like things start. You started to feel like you were getting in your groove.
That really took. It really took about a year, you know, where it was really more like, because, you know, the first year it's like you're landing these small gigs and you're doing a lot of stuff for free and it's just part of the price of doing business. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start getting a little bit more and a little more because you start creating your own reel and you start learning more about acting itself.
Right.
And as we talked about during the break,
you
learn more and more to not act, just be yourself. Right.
Right.
And so really it all really started taking it to another level to where I really feel like, okay, I made the right decision. You know what I mean? I mean, I always knew I made the right decision, but now it's verified I made the right decision.
Right.
Was probably about last November or December.
Okay.
And I started landing some bigger gigs. And I did a production here in the city of the play 12 Angry Men.
Oh.
And 12 Angry Men, an amazing play. It's yeah. probably my favorite play, honestly.
Oh, okay.
And I played the antagonist. And you know, I played the racist juror that was really trying to swing everybody, you know? And doing that and the response that I had gotten after that, and I had just wrapped up a production of Doubt where I played Father Flynn. Okay. Very, these are two challenging roles for some, for a dude that's never been on stage before. You know what I mean? That was at the end of 12 Angry Men. That was when I knew this was the right decision, and it was the right decision to do theater. You know, anybody that's close to me will tell you, I have a horrible short-term memory. But for some reason, I have an amazing long-term memory if it's something I'm interested in. And so, you know, being in a production, a full production, particularly if you're the main character or or the antagonist, you have to know the whole play. You have to know every line, everybody's line. And so 12 Angry Men, 108 pages, you know. And at the end of that production and the response that I had gotten from my castmates, which I think was the most fulfilling, was when they were like, they loved acting with me. That was, you know, it made me feel like so... Theater is so different. It's like this
because,
family.
Because that's recognition by your peers, not just by an audience.
It's just beyond anything.
Do you have any tricks for memorizing lines? Because that to me is always like
amazing. I had to learn this on my own, but basically the best advice I was given was by Cassine Gaines. He's my director for Doubt. That was the first major production that I had been in. He's like, dude, stop reading it. Okay, say it. All right, find a place where you can say it out loud and read through the whole thing and just keep reading through it and reading through it. And that was what helped me because, you know, and actually now I look at it and it's like, you know what? Anybody can do it actually because if you think about it, everybody has a favorite movie. Everyone.
Sure.
And that favorite movie, you've probably watched 100 times over your lifetime. And you know every line.
Right.
You know every line of your favorite character. You know every line of every character.
Like in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then you start coming up with your own lines.
And so it's just a matter, it's just repetition. And but you've got to say it.
Say
so
it out
that you
loud.
Hear it.
So that you hear it yourself.
That's
You're speaking it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Kind of like self-affirmations almost. You know what I mean? Say it. Right, you know, don't just think it, man. Say it.
When will you know that you've made it? Like, what for you is sort of the benchmark by which you'll consider yourself successful? Because, I mean, you're successful already because you're a full-time working actor and you're getting paid. I mean, that's a level of success that many, many people who go into the field don't reach. But what for you would be success as an actor?
I think the point at which, and I hope that I get to this point, I don't know what my end talent level is. You know, we're all talented to different degrees.
Right.
And you can overcome deficiencies in talent by working hard and being a good person, all these things. But there's going to be kind of a high end there, you know, a ceiling to which you're going to reach. And then you just hope to attain and be consistent at that level.
Right.
So I don't know where that is yet, obviously.
Right.
But for me to really feel as though I've kind of made it, so to speak, I would say, for me to do a production, whether it's a film or a TV show or theater or something, and have someone that I respect, you know, who is an accomplished actor,
Kevin
director,
Spacey.
Exactly, come up to me and say, "Dude, that was great." At that point, I think that's when I'll feel like that I've if I can impress someone that impresses me, then that's when I would say that I would feel as though I made it, so to speak. Because it's not really about the money.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's money's money, man.
You can do lots of different things to get money.
Exactly. Right. And it's, you know, and of course I would love the high-end money of A-list, but at the same time, hey, sometimes more money means more problems, man.
Right. I mean, you know, how many famous actors we know, like their kids end up committing suicide or OD on drugs and all that stuff. Quick question for you. If you had to choose between a leading role of a Broadway play, a popular TV show, or an A-list movie, what would you pick?
Ooh. I would probably pick... I'd probably pick the movie. Okay. That's my gut instinct, the movie.
All right.
Now, the theater, I think, would be the most rewarding because it's Broadway, baby.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And it's, the level
that's
of
the
skepticism. Yeah.
But the movie, because
I think it would be the most fun. I think it would be the most fun. Yeah. I think that would.
Not for practical considerations?
No, like not for the money.
Not for the money or the reputation?
Yeah. No, or the reputation. I think if it was reputation, I think it would be TV because things live on in TV a lot longer. You know what I mean? So, but I think because filming a movie is fun.
Yeah.
You know, you're together for weeks, maybe months sometimes. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And developing the character.
Because
in theater, a lot of it has to do with the writer's perception of what they want and the director's perception of what they want the character to be like.
Right.
Whereas in movie, there's a little bit more freedom there to kind of bring yourself into the role as well.
Right.
Whereas in theater, you're really becoming someone else completely, really putting yourself into that character.
So when you were a little kid, who was your favorite actor?
Oh, as a little kid? As a little kid, honestly, my favorite actors were Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy?
Yeah, Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello,
That's what I grew up, you know. Abbott and Costello was like, between that and the monster movies on Saturday mornings.
Yes, yes.
You remember
Godzilla,
those? Every Saturday
Rodan,
morning, man.
Yes.
Dude, every Saturday Kaiju. Morning was a monster movie.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. I lived on those things.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we have a special announcement. So you're all going to want to stay tuned for this. So everyone, we'll be back. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Days.
I jumped the gun.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's a great song, isn't it?
It is. Oh, that's a wonderful song. Too bad we only get to
play
a little bit of it. But so, Kevin, we have a little announcement to make, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm incredibly excited. You know, to be joining the family here at the station and bringing Coffee Talk 3.0. It's my third version of Coffee
Third
Talk.
Version of his radio show that you started back when you were
a
coach.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the first one was basically like a call-in track and field and cross-country-based show. I had About a third of all the Division I head coaches in the country had been on my show.
Oh, wow.
And then that evolved into Coffee Talk 2, T-O-O, mm-hmm. which was on the same station. It was actually just a show, just me. I call it my buddies, you know, uh-huh. just talk, tell stories and play music. And so this one will be the third.
Okay. And what's your intention for this third version of Coffee Talk?
Well, you know, this version here is like, basically it obviously you want it to be entertaining, mm-hmm. but also kind of like a nice resource for mm-hmm. anybody that's trying to make it.
Okay.
You know, it's New York, baby. If you can make it here, right? We can make it anywhere.
Absolutely.
And so it's about my life, the stories of the things that I've gone through in trying to get the career off the ground and mm-hmm. to keep building on it, and you know, the things that I've learned, you know, by mistakes, you know, and
let other people learn from your mistakes,
exactly.
so they don't have to repeat the same ones. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And but you know, I have a pretty cynical, self-deprecating sense of humor, so I'm not afraid to make fun of myself.
Good.
And so you know, some of the stories are, I mean, it's pretty comical, but you know, it's. By listening, it's like, okay, so note to self, right?
Note to self, don't, never do
right,
this.
Yeah, never show up to a theater audition without any sides, right?
Right.
Things like this, things that I learned the hard way.
Right,
and so, I've got guests lined up already, you know, for call in or to be here in the studio.
Great.
And that are other professionals, mm-hmm. writers, directors, producers, and great advice from them, and we'll interview them how they got their start, how they got their big break, and just, you know, any advice that they can have through their stories.
Wonderful.
You know, that anybody, you don't have to be an actor, and really you don't have to be in entertainment or the arts at all.
Right,
because
there's something to learn from all of it. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and that will be premiering on Monday, September 29th, immediately following Pardon My French, our wonderful little French show, from 2 p.m., so it'll go from 2 to 3 p.m. on Monday. So
you're
on TalkingAlternative.com. We're very excited to have you join us, Kevin.
Boom.
All right. It'll be a fun one.
It will be, yeah.
It absolutely will be.
Hey, make sure you're here.
Right. Make sure you're here. And, you know, I know a few, quite a number of people who are in and around the entertainment industry, so we're definitely putting the word out.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It'll be a fun show, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. And what productions that you're working on right now do you think will be coming out soon that people should keep their eyes open for, ears open for? What's coming
Well, my agent, Brad Lyon, who is up in Michigan, he's my agent for theater, right? Mm-hmm. Excuse me, for film.
Right.
And he and I have partnered together on a lot of projects so far here from a production standpoint. And so I'm one of the associate producers for a new TV sitcom that actually goes into production here in another couple of weeks. And it's called Roommates, and it's a 30-minute comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very funny. We've got we went through an Indiegogo
Indiegogo campaign to crowdfunded. Oh, cool!
And the production company, Lion Productions, is actually producing it. But we went through to raise $12,000 to build a permanent set and soundstage, because you know it's a sitcom, so it's got to look the same.
Right.
And so I think that that's gonna, and we already have interest in distribution and things like this. So it's that's gonna be a great production.
So
and,
do you think that'll air on cable on? And
I would guess cable first. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other probably the and then I was cast as the lead character in another comedy series, mm-hmm. half hour comedy series here in the city called Long Island Lights.
Oh,
and
okay.
Doing that with my buddy AJ Scordio, who's the writer and producer of that. So those two are the biggest things. And then my family, my first feature film as a starring role will be out in the festival season, depending upon which festival it gets into,
but it's
called Family Business.
Family Business,
and as a matter of fact, the writer and director of that, Dan Slochi, mm-hmm. will be my first guest on the 29th.
Yeah. Oh, great! I look forward to hearing.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah, and so that's gonna be a great film.
Wonderful, cool. So, just before we kind of wrap things up, I'm just curious. You know, with Netflix and like things starting to go more and more online now. What do you see, what do you perceive as happening with the entertainment industry as we go forward in time?
Well, you know, there are a lot more venues that mm-hmm. are available in order, you know, in terms of getting your show or your movie in front of people's eyes. Right. The problem is that, you know, it's becoming more and more watered down too,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that probably what's happening, honestly, is the content's kind of taking a hit, mm. you know, for the sake of just putting something out
for
there,
access,
you know?
Yeah.
So, but you know, so it's kind of a double-edged sword, you know, it's
right,
like, well,
right.
you know, we've got more opportunities, but then at the same time, it's diluting it to the point
right,
where...
Right, because now the barriers to entry are so much lower,
right.
so now...
And it's a losing people. Proposition in a lot of
yeah.
cases financially.
Yes.
That's why
yeah.
you see things go belly up pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to make good decisions.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
you can't just make all your decisions based on the emotion of like, hey, I want to do this. Like,
right.
You got to have some facts
it's
and figures.
Make business sense.
It's got to make business
Beautiful.
Sense, man. Yeah.
So if people want to learn more about you, follow mm-hmm. you, how would they get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way is Facebook or Twitter. So,
okay. What's your Facebook page?
It's KevinMichael.Barbaro. Or if you just
okay.
type in Kevin Barbaro, then you'll
okay.
see it. And then my Twitter account is @BarbaroActing. It's BARBARO acting.
Wonderful.
Just one word.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today,
Thanks,
Kevin.
Brother.
I
yep.
look forward for your premiere again, September 29th, Monday, 2 p.m., Coffee Talk 3.0.
You got it, baby.
All right. Awesome. And before we sign off, of course, I want to let everybody know we've got a couple of great events coming up. Next Wednesday, September 24th, Belvaspada. It's a healing modality. It's called Healing of the Heart. One of my former, and she's coming back on, healers, Sandra is coming here. We're doing a little thing. You can find out all about it on the meetup group, meetup.com/New Earth Society. The following Wednesday, oh, actually the following Tuesday, September 30th, my Law of Attraction group, we are doing a whole evening on the Love Revolution. That's going to be a really fun one. I hope you guys come out for that. That's posted on meetup.com, Applying the Law of Attraction. And then, as we mentioned earlier, October 1st, Selena Maitreya will be here at Double Diamond Wellness for an evening of grace, and that's a free event as well. Also, please look in our newsletter for an announcement about the Mutual Awakening. The couple, Patricia Albert and Jeff Carrera, it's going to be a wonderful new class they're doing. I really want you guys to check it out. So look at next week's newsletter. Thank you for listening. Now we have a repeat of a show from last year. Yes, we're digging out some of the old ones, followed by a brand new show by Tony Martinetti. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Come, join us for the 13th Annual Vigil for International Peace and Ecology on Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. A celebration of live music and dance performances, spoken word, a human peace sign, art installations, and a World Peace Flag ceremony that celebrates the United Nations International Day of Peace. That's Sunday, September 21, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Park, Nuremberg Bandshell, by the Bethesda Fountain. For more information or volunteer, go to www.vigil4internationalpeace.org. That's the number 4 in the URL, or call 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. We'll see you there. Don't you know it's here?
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.